Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Coming to you from the default location. Seems like it's been weeks. No, it doesn't just seem like it. It's been weeks since I've been back at my default location. I'm excited today, first of all, to be back in the routine, getting back from 2 weeks in Ohio, just hanging out with daughter and granddaughter, seeing Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton, taking my granddaughter to the zoo, seeing friends, working, of course, and taking days off, and indulging in the local food supply back there, primarily of significance, which with pizza, my ham from Sparkle Market, ham spread. And also, I want to mention in this podcast or this segment, I am testing out a new selfie stick. Kind of excited to do that. But in my travels, I took the adapter, the USB-C, the audio adapter, and was using it for the headphones. And I forgot to put it back into my microphone package. So that's why I'm coming to you off mic, unmiked. As I look at my lanyard, Pittsburgh Steelers look really good. Trying to keep my optimism down. We got 2 weeks to the beginning of the season. And in this brief portion of my daily talk, the first thing I want to address is for years I've been bragging or saying, and it's probably bragging, yeah, I'm going to Ohio. Hopefully we'll get some thunderstorms and some rain. Some real thunder. You know, not this California thunder. Some really boom thunder. Been saying it for years. Admittedly, in a tone that I'm bragging that Ohio has that and California does it, because I do love the humidity and the trees back there. And it was beautiful. It was humid. So it was some days it was just absolutely perfect for me. And at night, it would stay warm because of the humidity. And that's just the weather I grew up on. Out here in the desert, things are a little different, a little drier. But I went to Pittsburgh to see George Clinton in the Parliament Funkadelic. Or Cleveland. I went to Cleveland. It was the second night of two they did in that area. Pittsburgh was on the 22nd. Cleveland was on the 24th. After the show, and I'll go to the car, get it, it's raining, blah, blah, blah. So I jump in the, before I left, I saw on my phone, I got a tornado warning alert. You know, I looked at it, blah, blah, kept going, join the show. And then so, I leave the place and it's raining. No, nothing too bad. I run to the car, find the car, get in the car. And actually, it wasn't even raining when I left. I walked to the car, and as I got close to the car, it started to come down. So I jumped in the car, after I finally found it. And it really started coming down. I mean, it really started coming down. And there was wind that shook the car. And that startled me. There was wind that shook the car so much that it was shaking so much and it was so significant that I felt like I was in an event. And this doesn't wasn't your normal, quote unquote, you know, rainstorm that I'm used to. And you can see waves of water just rushing at the car, and the car was shaking. And I was like, whoa. And then I thought about the tornado warnings, and I was like, whoa, what's going on? And earlier that day, I believe it was earlier that day, we were all at the house. My son was there, ex-wife, daughter, granddaughter. And all of a sudden, I mean, it was thundering and stuff outside, I think, in the distance or something. But all of a sudden, it was like a boom, a rumble that literally shook the house. I thought it was an earthquake. I was like, was that an earthquake? I literally thought it was an earthquake. Because I'm not sure if it was raining or not outside. And then you heard the thunder. It was thunder that lasted like 30 or 40 seconds. It was like a rumble. It was raining outside because I remember the exterminator guy was there. And he was under an umbrella and getting under his raincoat stuff. The thunder lasted for like 30 or 40 seconds. It wasn't just like a... This was like... And literally the house just felt like a shake. And you didn't really hear anything. Until you heard like a little thunder. Then it... And so... I'm leaving the show. After this rain, I'm sitting in the car. I'm seeing waves of water coming at the car. In the rain, where the rain is like blowing sideways. The car shaking. I was like, whoa, this is significant. And then I thought about, yeah, I remember the tornado warning. I was like, I wonder. If this is the severe weather event they were talking about, like a tornado or something was coming, because it was enough to get my attention. I said, whoa, okay. So that passed through. You can see it definitely passed through. You can actually see it. I felt the rain. You know, I was out there before it started raining, get in the car. Then it started raining real hard, got real windy. Then all of a sudden it slowed down, and that windy part was just gone. You can see it definitely passed through. So I was like, okay. I said, well, I got to ride home. So, I started riding home. In this weather, it was windy. It was dark. It was lightning like I had never seen before. The sky was just lighting up every 3 or 4 seconds. It was severe lightning. There was one lightning I saw when I got back to Youngstown. It went all the way across the sky. It made me go, oh! And this was before, you know, you hear the thunder. This was all lightning, all the way across the sky. And it like splintered into 3 veins. It was impressive. It was impressive and scary. And I mean, I'm on the freeway, coming back, going west. I'm from Cleveland. Yeah, I'm going west on Interstate, the Turnpike. And I'm like, me and a couple trucks was the only ones I saw. But I saw cars coming east, you know, on the other side of the freeway, coming back away from where I was going. Because I was like, am I traveling to a tornado? And then my daughter sends a text, be careful, there's tornado warnings. I was like, oh. And I mean, I was on there. It was unnerving to say the least. I wouldn't say I was scared, but I was on guard. And I was, you know, being very careful driving, you know, being attentive. And just the lightning and the wind. And I'm like, it was significant. It was significant to the point that where I can no longer joke about thunderstorms. What I experienced is nothing to joke about. And I might be being dramatic. But the experience I had leads me to this. Because it was significant. It's nothing. These people got to live through this. It's nothing to be joking about, nothing to be making light of. I guess that's what I want to say. Thunderstorms are serious. I mean, that one that shook the house, we all felt it too. So it must have been the lightning. We all felt it. The whole house just like shake. And we all went, whoa. But we didn't hear anything, and all of a sudden you hear the thunder. And then the thunder lasted like 30 or 40 seconds. Like a rumble. For like a minute, maybe. And then they come back and drive through that. I say all that to say, I won't be making that little snide remark about thunderstorms again. They're nothing to be played with. They are nothing to be played with. My name is Jeffrey.